Welcome, people, to Movie Spoilers, episode 112, Cody.
Yes.
I am the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody, and if you wonder why I sound so damn good right now, it's because
we're in person.
We are doing this in person, dude.
No more Skype.
No.
No more Skype. We're here at the new Movie Spoilers Studios, looking at my beautiful face on the wall.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about all that, but I'll just roll with it and agree with it, whatever. Fuck it.
Cody's like, when you gonna get that darkness one over? So, don't worry, you'll be in full effects. Don't worry, that one's already getting made. So
yeah, people, I made a suggestion earlier for the new Movie Spoilers artwork, but he wasn't hearing it, or he was hearing it.
I heard it. I heard it. I just
so,
one ear out the other, yeah. I guess.
So people, I don't know how that's going to turn out. It's probably going to be some bullshit, but hey.
Nah, it's going to be good.
What can I do? I don't have control over that.
It's going to be good. Don't worry. I've dressed everybody else nice. So why wouldn't I do you?
I know they're saying a whole lot.
Lena loved Harry Potter. Harry Potter outfit. Lehu loved Iron Man. Iron Man outfit. You love.
Go fuck yourself.
You love. Still, why would I dress your fan? We have a lot on the docket, apparently.
Yes, we do. Yes.
As we drink. I've been drinking since before you got here, so.
Yeah, I'm about my second beer in, and I'm feeling pretty good right now.
I'm doing lightweight shit right now. I got one of these. What is that shit called? I don't even know what it's called, to be honest. I just know it's Smirnoff.
Was it Smirnoff?
It's just original.
Oh, it's original.
Yeah, is that what I call it?
I don't know. I remember. I brought some shit over too that we got to drink.
Yeah, and then we had shots.
Oh, I forgot about the shots.
Forgot about the shots.
Yeah,
already fucked up.
Talk about a welcoming gift, goddamn.
Yeah, that was the first thing I had him do when he came in here, people. It was like, we taking shots.
Yeah.
Girlfriend's like, oh, that was delicious.
Yeah, don't worry, slick about that shit. Like,
I like the girlfriend. She's just like, oh my god, that was delicious. Yeah, bitch, because you had the fucking cherry one shit. We had this straight Mother Russia shit.
Mother Russia.
And she had this non-cherry flavored shit. It was like, yeah, of course it was nice for you. Shouldn't even smell nice. The fucking bottle's down there empty and it smells nice still. Whatever. So, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
People, we have an action-packed episode. I haven't said that in a while, so I thought I'd say that. I don't know why.
It was action-packed today.
Oh, yeah. All right. Action-packed or whatever.
Yeah. Apparently, other people have action-packed weekends, too, because people don't want to answer their fucking messages.
Goddamn CJ.
Fucking CJ.
Where the fuck is this nigga at?
Goddamn, dude. Every weekend, people, we gotta go through this shit every fucking weekend.
Yesterday, I was, what was I doing? Oh, I was getting more hangers at a Target or something like that, and getting hangers, some stuff, because Cody and me, the girlfriend's gonna make us some lunch real quick and shit like that. Little stuff for the house as well. I sent a text, I was like, let's get this done early, because, you know, I want to take the girl out to dinner and shit like that. We're gonna have a nice time ourselves, because we pretty much got the house finished now, so, you know, we need to go relax a little bit. And I sent a message out. What was it, like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, I said, hey, is 1:30 too good for you guys? Because Cody's already coming over here at 1:30, so I knew it was good for him. We got a message back from this nigga, and he's like, what we doing?
Oh, I totally forgot, what?
And then we tell him, he's like, that came out? Damn. I have a feeling that, like, if, like, the Avengers and Justice League didn't come out, whatever, he'd be like, they made a movie about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we should have known this when he said, I didn't even know Batman Begins came out, whatever. And so I was just like, how could you not know that? I love your experience of it, that you got to see it a week before the Dark Knight. But at the same time, you didn't know for 3 years that shit didn't come.
Man, that should have been a sign. That should have been a fucking sign.
That's a sign that we got some trouble. I like it how when the so-called guest that came on, aka Cody, became permanent, is more on time than the nigga, the host of the fucking show. This nigga, man, that is a work of art, really. That nigga literally is a work of art. God damn, shit.
I tell you, man, that dude is in his own fucking world, man.
Because I was going to team you guys and told Spencer what I felt about the movie, because I released a review late today. Right. And I was going to keep you guys talking, and then finally I was going to come in and give y'all some bullshit and just tell you I like the film.
Yeah, people, as far as that darkness at the movies, if that comes, I don't fucking know at this point. I hope so. But
I would like to have all three instead of two, but this is what we can hear CJ's point, because ever since the nigga's just weird. Like, I guess I don't know. But,
we'll see.
Actually, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I got them mixed up, too. For some reason, I thought we were doing... Now, granted, I already saw X-Men, so it wouldn't have been a problem for me. But I thought we was also doing the one he picked as well. Because I kept thinking in my head, I was like, I need to watch that again. Or I can watch it. And I was like, I forgot we do these once a month.
Right.
Or once a month, and we do the other ones there. But CJ, goddamn, man. If that's the case, we're going to make your ass do Maleficent next week or some shit like that. And if your ass don't show up here, you know damn well the show we do the hero ones where it was, oh, idea.
Exactly.
Why am I pointing at the dude?
He was raging out of his fucking laptop.
I like how I'm pointing at Garage, man. I'm like, it's your fault, goddamn shit. You supposed to, like, he's on video and shit. You supposed to show up, nigga. You know goddamn well.
Oh,
shit.
Man.
Actually, we can do video now. It just points to that way or whatever. You know, actually, we could do video once I get that poster, that darkest of the movies. We get that in the background. That'd be fucking badass, actually. But we got a lot on the docket.
Yeah.
We got some comments. We got some drinks.
Do we?
Yes, we do. We don't. We didn't cheers yet. We never
cheers.
Yeah, we did. We cheers on shots. We
cheers on the shots.
I'm about to say, we need more. Then that's the problem.
No, we're good right now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well, this will last me at least the whole.
That's gonna last you because you drank two bottles now.
That's a good point. We'll see.
What are you drinking, by the way? Oh yeah.
Sierra Nevada Torpedo.
Forgot.
Always gets the job done.
Yeah, it always gets the job. That's actually one of my favorite from Sierra Nevada. People don't know that brewery. That's like the number 10 best brewery in California, if I'm not mistaken. Somewhere around that.
I can see that.
I've been doing my brewery research lately.
Oh, have you? Have you become enlightened?
I became enlightened or whatever and stuff. I was like, I gotta memorize these names. Because I can't go to bars where we drink the shit. Yeah. Like,
I mean, like,
that one looked familiar. That one right there.
Just, I don't know how all this shit is. TPO is just standing with his mouth open. Like he want Nobby.
I found my beer. It's right there. That one. What that one tastes like, miss? No, I didn't have ginger in mind. That can't be it, man. It must be that one right there. Then I get in, but like, this is nothing like the one I've tasted. No. But we got comments. Got some box office talk we're going to talk about. Something we predicted again.
Yeah.
Little 90 million here or whatever and shit. Got some Blu-ray releases, sort of. Once Her came out, that was it for Blu-ray. They said, fuck it. Oscars are done now. So if you expect anything, like Ride Along or something like that, I guess then shit. And then we got Trailer Talk, which a movie that I hope is good.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
The summer has been... starting off pretty bad, but...
Picked up a little bit.
Hope it stays on that path. Hope it stays on that path. It sounds like it is. There's great reviews on the movie coming out that we're going to talk about.
Okay.
And next week, the one we talked about with a certain actor that we like.
He's getting
great reviews as well. That comes out the week after, so maybe the summer will pick up.
Okay, well, maybe I'll keep my mouth shut and eat some crow. I hope so.
I hope the fuck it does pick up, goddamn it, because... I was getting some comments now here, whatever. So, first one comes from our last episode, comes from Cynthia. She says, what do you guys think about Edgar Wright dropping out of the Ant-Man project?
It's depressing.
That is a damn shame.
This movie was his baby. This is his baby.
I thought that was going to be the one that got him financially stable.
He was working on this before the Marvel Universe was even a thing.
Yeah.
For like the last 6-8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, just for him to drop off, just for creative differences, it's like, wait, how does that work?
The biggest rumor I've heard, and this is the one I've heard multiple, I've heard a lot of rumors, but this is one I've heard at every other studio and shit, is that it didn't tie in with any other Marvel film.
Okay, alright, that's fine, but how... They knew this going in.
Yeah. You know what it was? They probably walked in and said, let's see how Edgar's doing. He's doing fine, probably. He's got everything together. Show us the movie, Edgar. They watch it 2 hours later. That didn't have a goddamn thing to tie in with. You supposed to tie in this somehow, bro. Right. Have you not seen the previous movies? There has to be like a little something in there that just ties in. I don't care if the movie is shit. It just needs to tie in somehow. It needs to fit. You got to remember, this is the movie after the Avengers.
Right.
Do you want that Iron Man money or not?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that. Then you need to get the fuck out of here.
I'm trying to make my movie, apparently.
He's like, I'm not getting the fuck out of here. Then that mouse came, oh, boy. What seems to be the problem in here? You said what it's going to be 2 years ago. He said, well, Mr. Mouse, my movie don't tie in with the Avengers 2 or nothing like that. Or, why not? I was making a solo film here. Let me show you something here, Edgar. This here is the Avengers 2. This here is Guardians of the Galaxy. You notice how they tie in somehow, whatever. I noticed that, yeah, but I thought I could make a standalone more. Then you need to work for Sony or Fox, then. You need to get the fuck out of here.
Here's my thing.
The big yellow shoe is coming off.
This is basically an origin story for Ant-Man. This is his first introduction to this world.
I am very curious how they do this.
So, I mean, like, but how much did you have to tie it in? How much of a rewrite do you have to do to completely change the script? The
thing is, too, because you have to understand is Avengers 2 is about Ultron. They were saying there was some after effects in it in Ant-Man, and they were saying that he doesn't throw any of that in there.
Right.
So I'm curious.
Ant-Man doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with
it. Yeah, Ultron, but they were saying there were some after effects of it. And if he didn't tie that in, you know, that's kind of a big thing. That'd be a big thing, really, right? Yeah, it's a big thing.
Because I would say just easily to make it take place before Age of Ultron, but that's not the case.
Or just, like, throwing a stinger or something like that. Mm-hmm. But Edgar Wright is very, I'm not going to say he's, like, an asshole like Edward Norton on his shit or whatever. Right, like, he ain't like, I do this way.
That was one other thing.
Yeah, he's more calm about things, but he's more like, look, this is how I want to do it. If you want to do it, then I'm going to do it. So they split their parts, whatever, and that goes. I'm sad to see it, because I'd like to... Edgar Wright's really good. What he does is great.
Yeah.
So I would love to have seen him tie in with the whole comedic action film of Marvel's doing. I think he would have been perfect for that. I'm sad to see him go, because I would have loved to have seen him actually do financially well in a movie for once, because he never does that. Except for Shaun of the Dead. That was about it, but I think that got by on zombies.
Everything else kind of just...
flopped. Yeah. And they were good, too.
Yeah, they were great.
They were fucking amazing, whatever and shit, but nobody sees them. Nobody sees them. Those are like for movie followers and movie cults or whatever, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Anybody else, whatever.
Yeah, nobody gave a fuck about Scott Pilgrim.
Hey, thank you.
They move the fuck out of all these bright colors and shit. It's like silly as fuck.
Fuck Michael Cera. I don't get what's going on. Why is he turning into coin? I don't get this, whatever. But I think that even with an unknown character like Ant-Man, Marvel's name attached to it would have escalated him into
absolutely
a bigger thing. There was also another rumor going around saying, and I only heard this once, but saying he didn't know how to work with the big budget.
That could be one thing. He's just kind of a small-time director.
He really is. I can give him that. He might pull a...
But, I mean... It could work sometimes. Look at Christopher Nolan.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people that work at Marvel that could have easily just told him what to do. There's a lot of talent there that could have easily honed his skills in to get on big budget.
Joss Whedon
or whatever. Right now they're working with James Gunn and shit like that. He could have easily came in. James Gunn is definitely one of those experiences that limited releases and small that knows how to go to big budgets and shit like that. A lot of people saying, which one are you looking forward to? I'm like, Guardians of the Galaxy, because James Gunn, I'd love to see his take on that. I'd love his super was fucking awesome. Because can you imagine what a big budget superhero?
That trailer.
That new one. That's the best.
Yeah, I was talking shit about movies. Like, they ain't best in movies anymore. Fuck that. And that day after Marvel drops that trailer, I was like, fuck.
That was pretty fucking awesome. I'm not gonna lie. I was that music. I love the music, dude. Yeah.
I love everything about that.
I hope one thing they do is, we was talking about Dave Bautista earlier. This is probably going to be his biggest role, even though he's been in two other movies before that, but he didn't get any lines in those movies. So.
Honestly, I thought he was, in Riddick. Oh, he's fine.
He's fine. Yeah, he's fine. He's not bad.
He had a bit of dialogue in that movie, right?
He had, two lines, maybe.
I think he had a little more.
Probably, I don't remember.
Yeah, but.
So I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. All right, he didn't have a lot, granted. But he was fine. Right.
He wasn't a leading man in those movies, let's say that. But in this one, he's down here a leading team.
With Drax, it's not like he's some fucking Shakespearean.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
But you saw him in that trailer, he has a fight scene with
Which looks cool.
I forgot the nigga's name.
With not Drax.
Drax too.
With Ronan.
Ronan, yeah. I want to see the destroyer of the Ronan for some reason. Yeah, but he has a good fight. There's a fight scene there. Mm-hmm. Then you got damn, I forgot this bitch. Oh my god, I forget. Zoe Saldana. Yeah, you got her fight scene with her.
Saw the ass shot, right?
Yeah, exactly. Of course I did. Did you see Chris Pratt's ab shot? Oh my god. That was my goal, man. I was like, oh, that's awesome right there. Bradley Cooper spoke.
He sounds fantastic.
Sounds so fine.
It doesn't sound like Bradley Cooper.
You know, I was expecting James Gunn to get Kevin Bacon to do that.
That would have been cool, actually.
I would have loved to see it. I'm surprised he didn't. But I guess because he's busy with that TV show.
Yeah, following.
I am very sad to see Edgar Wright go.
Yeah. Any way you spin it, it's not really a positive thing.
You heard what Disney and Marvel said. We already have a director lined up. We'll like it. And I was like, damn, they had a backup on that shit. Yeah. They said, ain't shit changing.
Yeah.
We got the exact date coming out.
Yeah, it really sucks. I mean, I hope the movie turns out great. I hope so, but...
Who would you get to replace him?
That's a great question.
I can't think of anyone like him to replace. If I had to say something, and if he wasn't already working on a movie, it'd be James Gunn.
I was going to say the guy who worked on the script with him, Joe Cornish.
But
I think Marvel already came out and said that he's not continuing.
Yeah.
So
I don't think he wanted to do that.
Yeah, because his buddy's not on it anymore, so obviously, I guess, you know, loyalty and all that stuff. So.
I don't blame him. I don't want to be part of something that might be a failure.
Could be, man. We don't know.
I mean, these movies get critically praised and financially praised. Could you imagine if you made the movie that didn't get either?
Yeah.
That rat would look at you and be like, how could you fuck this up? We had 11 movies. Yeah. Each are in positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Each has either been miss or hit with fans and have financially been
most
amazing.
Most of them have been hits.
And have been financially amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How could you fail? We gave you everything. We gave you a free trip to Disneyland. Even though our prices went up, we gave you a free trip. Jesus, because people, if you come to California to go to Disneyland, you better don't waste your time.
Yeah, the fuck, I hate that park. I hate Disneyland especially, but that's a whole other fucking podcast.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there plenty of times.
I've only been there twice.
I fucking hate Disneyland.
There's not a goddamn thing to do here.
Just give me the Indiana Jones ride, I'm good to go. That's it.
You know, I almost spent that $100 just to go for the Iron Man exhibit. Until I realized, I was just like, that's just one room.
That's just one room.
As badly as I want to see those sets and that's like that Batman exhibit we went to or whatever.
Yeah, that was free.
That was free. Thank you. One thing Warner Brothers did get right. I would have paid even $30 to go there.
Yeah.
I would have paid for that.
Yeah, that was badass.
I would have paid under $50, I would have paid. But $50, I'd have been like, that's not worth it. Just look at the suit. But for the Iron Man one, I want to see that one because they had every suit there or whatever. I'd love to see that or whatever. $100 though?
Yeah.
Man, I better enjoy my time where I better get on every fucking ride or whatever. Space Mountain better be the best goddamn boner ride I've ever seen or whatever and shit. And I'm sorry, it just does not deliver that. Plus, I'm getting old. I get headaches now on these rides.
I hear you.
That goddamn rat needs to step it up. I do want to go to the one in Florida, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I'll be interested. I never been there.
I hear that one's the size of a fucking city.
Fuck me.
Some a buddy of mine told me, he's like, dude, we had to take a break. We had to go back to the hotel.
Honestly, that doesn't sound good to me. Cause one thing I hate about this is all that fucking walking.
Can you imagine if they sold alcohol, though?
Yeah.
Drinking as you walk in. Like, halfway. He was like, it took 2 days just to get around the whole park. I was like, Jesus Christ. That's money worth. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I mean, if you're into that time.
But there better be shit to do right there walking.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hope so.
Fucking hate these amusement parks, especially around like the Halloween time and shit. Oh my god, dude. Have you ever been to a Not Scary Farm or Six Flags? Or
actually,
or
I haven't. Have not.
Used to love going to that. Last time I been was probably about 4 years ago. The motherfucking, we got there early. Got on one ride. As soon as we got off, lines took 2 hours after that.
Fuck that shit.
The mazes, I probably could be scared of them, but you're so crowded in there. When motherfuckers jump out, you just be like, well, I can't run or move or anything like that.
Grab this motherfucker right here.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. There was this clown that threw a yo-yo ball at us.
What the
fuck? And my buddy, who was like a body build type, he looked at him like, he's about to beat his ass. And shit. I was just like, and the dude crawling on the ground shit. I just looked at him and was just like, man, I must be getting either old for this or these horror movies that just put me in bad frames that this shit ain't scary no more.
Both.
It's both. Yeah, you know. Let's get the next question. Alex, he says, what do you guys think of... Oh, what a question here. We just asked him. What do you guys think of Million Days to Die trailer? Everyone seemed to be going crazy over it, but it looks like a hit or miss to me.
I'm right with you, Alex, man. I mean, I chuckled a bit, but other than that, it just looks...
I hear people crazy in that movie. Like, I don't know why, personally, though. Like, is it Seth MacFarlane's name on it? Maybe it's
that Ted hype, because Ted was really good, I thought.
Ted was really good. I think for a first-time director, that was actually pretty good. My only problem with it is it went on a little too long. I don't think comedy should go that long, but the last joke had me laughing as hell. Especially when he said that kid turned out to be Taylor Lautner. I was laughing pretty hard. I was just like, yeah, I could see that. I don't know. To me, it just looks...
Yeah. I hope the cast is utilized well. You have a fantastic cast.
The only problem I have with Seth MacFarlane, he's the only weird one on that poster. He's got this look on his face like, you know, I was like, dude, you need to stay behind. Don't pull a Quentin Tarantino on us.
Oh, fuck. I hope... Nah, no. I think Seth MacFarlane is a better actor.
He is a better actor. I'll give him that. I'll give him that. Voice actor. I haven't seen him really act.
Yeah.
Except in, what was that movie? Movie 43. So, his movement, I don't know, it just, with everybody else, like, when he's teaming up with Charlize Theron, it looked like a weird pairing. It looked like he doesn't, and I'm not to say he's not a bad actor, I just don't think he has the experience as the rest of everybody else.
Yeah.
Whatever. And you can kind of see it in the trailer. Everybody else is just grazing about it, and I'm just like, yeah, you gotta do that about Godzilla, and I ended up hating that shit.
Let's not talk about that.
I ended up hating it more than I thought I would, actually. Especially when people talk about, it's the greatest movie I've ever seen. Really?
I guess.
Okay. Right. I saw a porno that made more sense. And it was that Avengers porno, which made absolutely no fucking sense. China and She-Hulk, though. Great casting, though. It's great casting. What do you think about that David Gore talking about She-Hulk?
we'll talk about that in the fucking darkest.
He needs to shut the fuck up.
Mad motherfuckers, man.
You know he's writing Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Clearly, he doesn't have an understanding of women, so he needs to shut the fuck up.
He was talking shit about Martian Manhunter. That's when I lost my shit. But anyway, we'll say that for another podcast. I'm gonna get into that shit right now.
I forgot about the Martian Manhunter.
No, that was my biggest thing. Because She-Hulk, I'm not a big fan of She-Hulk. But when he said that shit about Martian Manhunter, I was like, all right, man.
I'm not a big fan of She-Hulk neither. I've read her. I know about her. And I know what the premise of her. But I totally disagree with what he said about her. And Martian Manhunter. Somebody take this guy off Justice League.
Yeah.
We'll
talk about this in detail.
He was lucky with Dark Knight. So, Nolan telling him, you better turn that shit down. Nick, he says, damn, was Godzilla such a huge letdown, disappointment this summer. You ain't kidding.
Yeah.
Of all the summer films of any year, what movie let you guys down the most?
It's a two-way tie for me. Hey, this is...
You remember the year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Matrix? No, this is completely based off the hype of what I have off the trailers, with the trailers in the previous movie. The first movie is Spider-Man 3. 2007.
When did that come out?
2007.
May?
May 2007.
Okay, yeah, you remember the date and shit.
I think it was May 4th, actually.
Transformers?
No. I didn't have a whole lot of that. The second one.
Ninja Turtles?
No. Second one, go ahead, give me shit. Iron Man 3.
Really? That's a little?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can give you one. Green Lantern. I thought that was going to be great, dude. After coming off the Dark Knight, I was like, man.
The trailers are good, too.
DC, Marvel, you better watch it. DC coming for that ass. Those were my exact words. I was like.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I think you left.
I was like, they coming for that ass. I was like, there's only one Iron Man movie out. What they got? I was like, they about to have this. Because that was the year when I was like, I finally loved the X-Men movie. That's when First Class came out.
First Class.
Thor came out. I was like,
Captain America
came out too. And then Green Lantern was like, there's no way the movie's going to be bad. It's too many good movies.
It has to be one. At least one.
Green Lantern. This was me in the theater. Why am I sleeping? Why? No. This is my favorite. This is one of my favorite heroes. Why am I sleeping?
They did what with Parallax?
And another one is, this might sound shocking to people, is Wolverine Origins.
Really?
I don't know why I had expectations for that one, because a lot of people think I hate Wolverine. I actually love him in the books and in the cartoon and shit. The movies, I don't like him, because I feel like those movies are X-Men movies, not Wolverine movies. But here, I was just like, this is a Wolverine movie. This is where we're going to explore. Oh, my God.
All this stabbing and screaming and shit. No blood. No nothing. I will I am. I don't know what the fuck you doing in here.
You know, that one just took me back to the first three X-Men when I was just like, so Wolverine and Sabretooth were brothers?
Right.
How the fuck Sabretooth don't remember none of this or whatever shit? And don't even get me started in that fucking Adamantium Bullet shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't even get me... I don't even know how a bullet works, personally, or whatever shit. I was shaking my damn head. I was just looking. I was just like...
And then how they rape Deadpool.
The merc with the mouth. So you shut his mouth.
Oh, man.
And then I got two more. Both Fantastic Four movies. The biggest insult in comic book history.
Yeah, that second one, man. Well, both of them, shit.
Yeah, both of them, shit. That second one,
especially, though. Especially.
The second one had a lot more potential because of all the shit they was introducing. All that shit. Galactus is someone you set up like Thanos.
Yes.
You don't put him up like that, whatever.
Yeah.
If anything, they should have opened that movie up instead of with fucking Doctor Doom, that half-assed Doctor Doom they had. They should open the movie up with Galactus destroying a world or something like that.
Yeah.
They should have been building on that or whatever and shit like that. Except for that bullshit movie we got. Oh my God, the movie is fucking horrible. Please. That movie is the Marvel Batman and Robin.
By far. Yeah. I can see that.
It's probably the worst Marvel movie ever.
Yeah, that is the definition of a fuck you.
It's funny because Amazon's got a 68% sale right now. You can buy all of Fox's Marvel movies.
Really?
Daredevil, Elektra, both what? Fantastic Four,
really?
And all X-Men movies.
Wow, shit.
68% off.
Wow, okay. Well, shit. You know what I'm buying when I get home?
I just said this on Throwback to it. It's funny because... those are all the Marvel movies I hate. I was like, I hate every one of these except for First Class. I was like, so out of 10 movies, I was like, what? I was like, goddamn shame. that is some of you, and mainly because of the Fantastic Four movies or whatever and shit. That reboot better be something, man. I swear.
Oh, it's gonna be something, all right.
You know that. You know damn well that reboot only came out of somewhere because Fox said.
It ain't gonna be something good, but it's gonna be something.
We got two superhero franchises on. Let's team them up. Create a cinematic universe here.
Yeah, they keep going back and forth on that shit, though.
They're
probably getting cold feet in that franchise.
Did they even finish the script yet? Because I keep hearing they keep throwing it out.
Apparently they filmed that shit, or they are filming it, but they haven't heard anything.
I heard they cut some shit out. They threw some part of the script away. There are so many problems going in with this movie I'm hearing about that... that shit comes out next year.
You know what's bad? It sounded worse than the previous franchise.
It does. You know what's bad about it is a good actor is attached to it. Yeah. And Michael B. Jordan.
Exactly.
It's like, I don't like that.
Yeah, and a good director too. Fucking Josh Trank. So it's like, I don't know.
I said both of them need to stay away from that. Yeah. That just sounds like a train wreck ready to happen.
Yeah.
And I was telling Z this too. Sometimes a bad movie can make or break a person's career. He's like, you think this will break Michael B. Jordan's career? This is his biggest movie going in, and I hate to sound racist, but 9 times out of 10, when a black man's in a bad movie, they don't get a second chance.
Yeah.
Unless they're some pretty white boy. AKA Ryan Reynolds, Chris Evans, we can keep going on and on.
Ryan Reynolds already used up his chances.
Man, how many chances has this motherfucker gotten?
Yeah, he used them up, man.
Not only is he failing as an actor, but is he getting worse, but he's failing in box office, yet he's still getting movies.
Is he still getting
movies? He's still getting movies.
Really?
He's still getting attached to him. Remember, he had two last year. Two big budget ones, too.
Yeah, R.I.P.D. last year.
And Turbo.
Oh, forget about Turbo.
He had an animated one and a sci-fi film, and he failed in both.
What does he have upcoming? I don't know.
Someone was telling me he has a movie coming out later in the year.
It's like some low budget?
It's not huge. It's not. Okay. It's like in the
later. That makes more sense. In like
November. Yeah, it probably failed, too.
Like, the proposal to some shit like that, if he would do that.
Damn. Okay, never mind. Fuck, dude. Oh, good lord.
Hey, man, I'm just throwing shit out. I don't know if this is confirmed or not.
If you would have saw that look I just gave Cody right now, fucking hate that movie. Next one we got here comes from Carol. She comes from my blended review. Oh, a lot of people were shocked that I posted that first. They were just like, you usually post the big ones on the side. What's going on here? I was just like, I'm going to keep you on some space on that X-Men. Yeah,
this plant shit playing out.
Hell yeah. I was like, people keep asking about that X-Men.
Yeah, that was curious too. I was like, I'll just wait.
He's like, Cody actually has patience.
Yeah.
Carol, she says, God, it just seems like Adam Sandler makes the same crap over and over. But what do you guys think was his worst crap?
His, man, that's...
we can think about that for age.
Yeah, that's a tall order right there.
Look it up.
off the top of my head, I'm going to go with Little Nicky.
I don't need to look it up. Never mind. I remember his movies. I've seen them all.
Yeah, I've seen most of them. I'm going Lil Nicky.
Now, is this like produced, directed, written, or is this him starring in? Or?
I'm assuming it's probably the movies he starred in. I'm just assuming.
Well, I'll give two then. Jack and Jill.
And I still haven't that one.
Don't even watch that one. Al Pacino shows up, it's embarrassing. And if I have to go, what is the worst that he's worked on behind the camera? That's a tie between Zookeeper or fucking Bucky Larson.
Damn.
Bucky Larson. Because remember that year, he had 5 movies come out.
Was that all in the same year?
That was all the same. Jack and Jill, Bucky Larson, that's Zookeeper.
The Boy.
That's My Boy came out the year after.
Oh, okay.
Zookeeper. It was a romantic comedy he did earlier.
The one with Jennifer Aniston.
Well, I don't remember the name of that one. Called. And he had another one, too, if I'm not mistaken. I cannot fucking remember that movie. He had 5 movies that year.
God damn.
Who was the year after that? I think it was Taylor Kitsch.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year was still Stallone. He had the most come out. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker had like 5 himself. Where it's like every year they get this one fucking actor. They just go on about their own. I'm just like, please stop with him. Just please stop. Yeah, Jack and Jill was annoying. Oh my God. If you don't like Little Nicky, chances are you just need to stay away from Jack and Jill. Because he amped it up with 2 annoying people that talk the same. Not just one, but 2.
Oh, shit. How could I forget? Yo, fuck that. I'm going to put fucking 8 Crazy Nights. Fuck that shit. That movie is a disgrace.
That movie is fucking...
fucking disgrace.
That movie's god-awful. That movie is... That's a tragedy. That's a bomb waiting to happen.
This movie had really good animation.
That was animation? I couldn't tell what that was, actually.
But the script itself, the characters, it's a fuck you, man. It really is.
Or on CJ, that's like 3 laser beams to the ass. Like,
two water boys out of a big
man. Ass. Stop stealing niggas' ratings, man. Shit. The hell's wrong?
Did he respond?
CJ's responding, people. We're reading a response right now.
What the fuck? What's the movie at 7? Wow, okay.
Do you know what time that is for us?
This motherfucker knew. Yes, the week before.
3:00 I sent you.
And you sent me yesterday, 3:00.
And right now, what time is in his area?
It's fucking like almost 6.
It's past 6 now. And he just now.
People, you don't understand. You don't understand our struggle right now.
I ain't canceling my plans. I mean, right, so, man, we gonna get that nigga later. We about to do like a quickie darkie real quick. Deborah Albert, she said, "What a bad start to romantic comedies this year, films this year. Any chance Seeing Like a Man 2 will save the genre this year?" Is that rhetorical?
Those trailers, man.
The trailers look bad.
They look good. They're having an Adolescent Syndrome. They're going on vacation. They just filming shit there. Whatever pops in their heads. That's what it looks like.
I gotta say, only good romantic comedy I saw this year was About Last Night.
Mm-hmm.
That one was funny. Thing Like Man 2, I thought About Last Night was better than Thing Like Man 2. Thing Like Man 2 had a lot of things going on in there.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't really laugh at Kevin Hart. I thought he was the one that felt out of place with the rest of everybody else. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody else seemed like they're playing it straightforward, and they had the little tidbits in there, and he was just straight comedy. And I was like, I don't know. I'm not really caring for it. I'm getting tired of the short jokes with him dating bigger women and shit like that. But in About Last Night, he fit in that movie perfectly. Him and Regina Hall bouncing off of each other the way they were doing. I was like, that's how you do this. But the other romantic comedy after that, oh, my God. I don't think Like a Man 2 is going to save it. The romantic comedy sequels don't work.
Mm.
They never work. Do you know any good romantic comedy sequels?
No. None.
And that's a shame because we've had so many great. We had Her, About Last Night, About Time, 500 Days of Summer, Don John, Silver Linings Playbook. Man, we've been on a roll with fucking great Oscar contender.
Yeah, this is like the romantic comedy renaissance right now.
Right now, yeah, because I don't know about you, but I hate that fucking genre.
Yeah, that's one of my most hated genres too.
Fucking hate that genre, but when they did it, it feels realistic, fun. Sometimes those don't work because the comedy doesn't work.
Right.
It's like nobody does this buffoonish shit.
Yeah.
Like The Other Woman. Mm-hmm. Don't nobody do this buffoonish shit. You're a lawyer.
Yeah, and the scenarios are so unrealistic, you're like, Like, how can I connect with this shit? It's like, this is...
And what do they do in most romantic comedy jokes, too? Somebody shits themselves or something like that. I guarantee you, that's like most of the shit. That's the joke. It's like, somebody's going to shit themselves. There's some bodily fluid in there, whatever. It's like, you know, that's very rare to see something like that. But in every goddamn genre, nah.
It's like, yeah.
Nah.
It gets tiring.
Dude, you got Think Like a Man, too. I think there's, that Fault in Our Stars shit that I saw 2 weeks ago.
I don't know if I'm going to count this. Sex tape.
Fuck that movie.
Your girl Cameron Diaz.
Man, that bitch needs to stop acting. Bitch, you was not sexy, okay? Stop it. You got that weird fucking face shape going on with the gray hair, Botox working in or something. You was not from The Mask no more.
Man, The Mask, that was it for you, baby girl. I'm sorry.
You was fucking... I remember when I rewatched it, I was like, that's Cameron Diaz?
Man, she looks flawless in that movie.
She looks drop-dead gorgeous. My girlfriend got Don John right now. We was looking at Scarlett Johansson in that dress.
Yeah.
I would say Cameron Diaz had the same body at that time.
Cameron Diaz, wow. I mean, I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it now. So I had that image of him. But if you look at her now, it's just like, hey, somebody get that bony bitch out the way. That bony old looking bitch or whatever. Shit, she look like goddamn Ra's al Ghul or something like that. Shit. Shouldn't have said that while he was drinking. That bitch took too many dips. Oh, shit. That bitch took too many dips in the Lazarus Pit. Hey, bitch, Lazarus Pit's supposed to be used every year or something like that, not every hour, okay? took too many dips in that bitch, okay? She's got that Fu Manchu beard growing in and shit, little patches on the side, shit, little thing, whatever shit.
Cast her in the next solo Batman flick.
Yeah, I can't wait for her sex tape to wear that goddamn green cape and shit. Bitch, you ain't no Ra's al Ghul. You can't pull that off. She's like, you're right, I'm not. I'm Talia. No, bitch. Far from that. Mm-hmm. Talia's actually sexy.
No.
You just look like a goddamn whore off the corner. Anyway, I don't give a shit. Your movie look like shit. I'm sorry. And I'm getting tired of Jason Segel. I'm not going to lie. He's getting on my nerves.
You know, I didn't mind him in, what was that?
Muppets?
No. Fuck Muppets.
Yeah, fuck Muppets. Thank you.
Forget Sarah Marshall.
That was when he broke out, though. I liked him.
Yeah, I didn't mind him in that
one. That was the first time I really saw him besides the TV.
But I saw him in Freaks and Geeks, too. I watched Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, I said before TV. Oh, Freaks. Yeah.
So, okay. Then, you know, his little other shit, like role models and... Exactly.
Look, I just keep giving
it. Yeah.
It's just like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, I thought his role worked, but it seems like he plays that same role now.
Yeah, he's
fallen into that comedic line of like Seth Rogen
and all that and
like that. Yeah, I think that's the problem with most comedians is that they do the same shit.
Yeah,
over and over.
I mean, sometimes it works. Look at Kevin Hart; he's doing the same shit. And it worked in About Last Night. I haven't seen About Last Night, but from what you're saying, I'm seeing.
You didn't see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you didn't see your own movie? Yeah, that's the same. God, you're busy at the market and shit like that. He worked in it, and people know I hate Kevin Hart.
I remember.
I don't hate his stand-up. Mm-hmm. I like his stand-up. Yeah. He's a comedian. That's what he does or whatever. But he's just that loud, short guy. You see, he's like, whenever a comedic actor go away, they replace it with another black one.
It's like...
he's replacement of Cat Williams.
He's like the Martin Lawrence of today.
Yeah.
Stand-up's great. Mm-hmm. We see him in movies. No.
It just does not work out because they always put him in positions where everybody else is not being funny and he's just over the top.
Yeah. It's just no kinetic energy. It's just all...
Exactly. And I thought that's why About Last Night worked well is because there was all that kinetic... Everybody was in this... They were all on the same pace.
Yeah, they're all on par with each other. I mean,
They're all on par with each other. And I was just like, that's how you fucking do... I'm not saying the man's a bad actor, but in the movies he's been in, he's been fucking horrible. Mm-hmm. He's getting on my goddamn nerves around there. But I wouldn't mind seeing him again if he did something like that again. So...
Makes sense.
Thing Like a Man too, I have no hope for that.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is begging me to take her to see it. So... I will be seeing that. I was just going to make some shit up. And whatever. I wasn't a fan of the first one that much. I liked it, but...
I thought it was decent. I was just happy they didn't make all the black people buffoonish
and shit. Yeah. Niggas, except for Kevin Hart.
That much I appreciate it. That bathroom scene was fucking hilarious.
The Gabrielle Union one, I thought they could have took that whole out. That whole
their
relationship thing. I was like, they could have took this all out.
That dude, man, he just...
That served no purpose. Yeah. I like the guy from
Romany Malco.
Romany Malco. I keep fucking his name up and shit. I met that guy. He's bigger than what he looks like.
Oh, is he?
He's fucking huge. I was looking at him. His dog is bigger than him. Because I was fucking with him for the longest, whatever. He came in the store in Manhattan Beach I was at or whatever and shit.
and we went to this bar together. And I kept telling him, I was like, man, I swear to God, you look like somebody I know. I just, you know, I can't fucking.
Right.
And I even told him, I was like, at first, I ain't gonna lie, I don't give a shit, to be honest with you.
Right.
And then he started doing shit from his movies, and I was just like, dude, you that dude before you over. He was like, yeah, I'm him. I was just like, oh, okay, well. I said, I thought you were the funniest dude in there, if you ask me.
Yeah. Sorry, boys.
Yeah, but the first one, first of all, I don't like self-tip movies or something like that. Taking advice from this bald-headed boy. Steve. Like that. Steve, when the fuck this nigga become a love guru or something like that? The fuck is this
nigga? That's what I'm trying to figure out, man.
When the fuck
is this nigga? His head bald. Like, oh, yeah.
When this big lip ass nigga.
I have the answer to the universe.
When did this RZA looking nigga get his lip show? Did you watch that show, by the way?
Oh, I didn't. I get a chance to watch.
Man,
I
missed it.
I watched it.
I missed it.
I was gonna record it, but I totally forgot about it.
Dude, I fucking missed it. I heard.
This came on Friday, correct?
Thursday nights. People, the RZA. What's it called again?
I was gonna say gang related.
Gang related.
Yeah.
Put him in True Detective.
Yeah, please. Hey, you heard my idea last week. It's in the RZA.
And throwing a white guy in here, throw him off. You know what I'm saying? Last question I got here is Steve. He's talking about from X-Men: Days of Future Past. What was your favorite scene in the whole movie?
Gotta say the scene on the plane between Charles and
We just Max. Talked about that before
we
started.
Yeah, we were talking off mic. Fantastic. Those dudes, man.
That is my favorite scene in the whole movie. A lot of people was like, because I just read a comment to you when I was pouring the shot and shit, like someone didn't like it because he was like, not enough action, whatever and stuff. And I've seen a sign here that people aren't liking the ones I don't like.
Yeah, it was
like First Class and this one, which I do like. It's too much talking there, not enough action. Mm-hmm. But the ones I do like, perfect action balance and comedy. I'm just like, you know, the X-Men series never really was about action that much.
No, it was about the relationship between these characters.
Yeah, exactly. The team and how they work together.
Especially these movies is really Magneto and Professor Xavier. Their relationship.
That was the one hope I had going in this movie, is that it's a First Class sequel.
It was.
It really was. It just added these characters. That movie felt to me like a goodbye to the older cast.
Yeah.
Because they're continuing. I don't know if it's confirmed. I hear there's a rumor still that they're continuing with the McAvoy and Fassbender storyline.
Yeah, no, I think that's confirmed, actually.
So they're going back to the 80s, whatever, which. This timeline's all fucked up, don't get me wrong. It's all over the place.
Well, shit, this one kind of corrects things in a way.
It does, in a way. It's still all over the place. You kind of forget it, though, because you just throw those movies out in the back. Yeah. But at the end of the trailer, you see, not the trailer, the movie, you see a younger Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that where it's going to be in the 80s. Or maybe they did that one in this timeline that it was, and just time passes and it gets to the 80s, I guess. Because what was it, 73?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's going to take place in this timeline.
Because this movie was taking place from the past, was 73?
73.
Okay, so yeah.
So it's going to continue off from the end of Days of Future.
So just like my headline says in the review, Bryan Singer finally listened to me.
Hey, man, this could be your trilogy, man.
This is my trilogy.
This could be your trilogy.
I said
now.
First Class was the 60s, let's do the 70s, which was this one, mm-hmm. and the 80s for the next one or whatever. Oh, my Lord. What is this? Snacks and treats and shit?
Oh, that's nice.
Oh my God! Shit. Oh, here we go. I don't know if you're hearing a nigga smacking shit right now.
Thank you.
Even baby just brought me some chicken, lemon pepper chicken wings. Cody, go ahead, take a bite, dude.
I will do that.
Take a bite. I'm telling you, this girl can cook. That's why I married her.
Okay.
That's just delicious, ain't it? That's just delicious, nigga.
Excuse us for hearing the mic, people, but damn.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. Fuck it, I'm eating, Jeff. Okay, I got to put you on. Oh, shit, she brought hot sauce.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you want hot sauce.
Thank you.
Can I use your real name? Is it? Hell no.
No, I'm one's girlfriend. Wife.
Oh, you see that ring on her finger?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Where was we now? X-Men.
X-Men.
If I can get another bite real quick. God damn. I love that. Oh, we got to hurry up.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. I'm hungry. I ain't eating all day just saving up for this chicken. But, damn, yeah. Yeah, but I was saying, this might be my X-Men trilogy because this one was in the 70s. Last one was in the 60s.
80s.
And I remember saying that if they do 60s, 70s, 80s X-Men, I'm all up for that shit. I cannot wait.
Yeah. And the cool part about it, they pull off those time periods very well.
Mm-hmm. And plus, they got the actors I want, too, mm-hmm. now. And now, I'm curious about the next film, because I think this one does what Spider-Man doesn't, is it asks a lot more questions. I have a lot more questions of what X-Men characters are going to bring in the 80s.
You know what I enjoy about this one, and Captain America, they push the universe so far.
Yeah. They open up worlds.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do if you're going to open up a universe.
Captain America, they flipped the Marvel Universe on his head.
Oh my God, that made a TV show better than what it is. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. people.
Same thing with X-Men. They pretty much wrote off the last...
I don't know how many. They
primarily X3. Mostly, but...
And the Wolverine ones.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, this is a whole new beginning, in a way.
Yeah, know? I think that's a perfect way of starting. I don't know if you heard this. I was talking about this on Throwback Tuesday. Hugh Jackman has cancer, dude.
Has cancer?
Skin cancer.
Really?
I just found this out earlier today as well.
No shit.
He has skin cancer, dude. I was just like, because a dude was telling me, he was just like, did you hear about, because he asked me if I saw it, and I was like, yeah, I liked it. And he was just like, it's sad what happened to Hugh Jackman. I was like, what happened to him? He's like, yeah, skin cancer, dude. I don't know if you saw at the premiere, he showed up with like bandages wrapped around his face.
I saw something he had wrapped around his nose. I thought he got like injured or something.
They were like, it was pretty.
Got skin cancer.
It was like, it's pretty bad on him, too. I was just like,
really? Wow.
So I was like, they need to film these movies.
Well, I had no idea. That fucking sucks, man. I had no idea.
That sucks for the future plans of these movies, yeah.
Wow.
I took another bottle. I was holding this movie. I was like,
his ass already.
Fuck, man. It's just delicious. Damn. God damn. Yeah, but this looks like it's going to be my trilogy of movies. I'm
happy for you, man.
I'm very happy to see this come forward, though. And like Cody just said, I don't know if I said, but that was my favorite scene, too, in the movie. That scene was intense.
Yeah.
I love how even Wolverine's in the background just looking like, hey, y'all want to pull over? That scene was like, why she bringing this now? I'm about to put this mic down. Pause it. But that scene was just like, Xavier's getting like, you took everything from me and shit like that. You left me with nothing and look how I am now. And Magneto sat him down and was just like, look, you were supposed to be there for us and look what happened. Mm-hmm. Banshee and all of them died or whatever and shit. They experimented on us and shit like that. And I was just like, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This right here.
Fantastic.
This the acting is carrying this shit right here.
Fucking-tastic.
That made me forget about everything in general. I was just like, this scene right here, a lot of people ask me, what is your favorite scene?
Yeah.
And they shocked when I say that. I'm just like, to me, the whole movie was less action-y. Even the last scene where a lot of people were like, that was more spectacle. I'm just like, really, there was only one big spectacle of that scene, though, and that was when Magneto dropped the stadium or whatever. Other than that, there was a lot more dialogue in that scene than it was action.
Yeah, there really was.
So I'm like, I don't remember a really big action scene. And I remember I put First Class up there with like Iron Man and the first Iron Man and Dark Knight and shit like that, whatever. I think this one probably had the potential of doing that as well. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it up there with like the Dark Knight Iron Man front, but I would put that in that category of like that top five or top ten or whatever and shit.
All right.
I think that here movies like this or whatever, they can push those boundaries or whatever and shit. But let's get in some box office now. I'm ready to eat some chicken.
clearly.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, this is a perfect darkness treat, to be honest with you. Good thing we ain't recording dark. We're like,
this dude just tore that shit up.
Well, I don't know. I'm still eating this chicken. All right, man. All right. Fuck it, let's get the Blu-ray. No, I'm like... Blu-rays. Not Blu-rays. Box office. This was number three. Number three dropping number five, The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to say, what am I doing? I don't want to touch my computer with these greasy-ass hands right now. So.
It's making good money. I don't know if it's making Sony money, but...
No.
Sony, here's an idea. Make a better fucking Spider-Man movie. Maybe it'd be better off then.
Here's an idea. Don't spend over $100+ million on marketing.
Don't spend, $150 million on fucking marketing.
Jesus Christ.
That'll probably help.
On a Spider-Man movie, he's licensed to make money. You don't have to put that much into it.
Do you know who's the one that brought the estrogen in the superhero era in the early 2000s?
God damn it. I'm thinking, if you see this right here, what you're looking at. So, I like how to keep this unknown or whatever. It's $255 million the budget.
Right.
$184 million over here. $489 over here. Overseas. Mm-hmm. Worldwide, $673. Captain America had in his 2 weeks always $700
million. Damn.
Thor even hit over... The second one hit over $700 million. A lot of superhero movies these days are hitting over $700 million. This is on par with Man of Steel right now, mm-hmm. as far as worldwide, which personally... I don't know what they spent on Man of Steel. as far as like marketing budget or anything like that, it goes whatever. So I don't know why they. I know why they're disappointed. We didn't make Iron Man 3 money. I don't know why that bothers them. They shouldn't be bothered by that. It made a lot of money. But this one definitely, I know the marketing on this one. They spent a shitload on everything. They put that Sony, they put all that bio shit in there and everything.
You had all those Spider-Man dropping out packages and shit.
I never even, he saved the post office, to be honest. They were going out of business. He saved them. He saved them. He really did. But none, I, to me it looks fine. To us it looks fine. But to them, they're griping over the shit right now.
Actually, I hope they do fail. I'm not gonna lie, because that's the only way they're gonna give up the rights to Spider-Man. It's the money. If the movies stop making money, that's when they'll sell the motherfucker.
That'll be the day.
That ain't gonna happen.
Fucking day.
I'd be asking, what do you want to see? X-Men or Spider-Man team with the Venom? I'm like Spider-Man, because X-Men already has like, tons of characters.
They
got
a lot of shit on that.
They got a lot. I don't know why Hugh Jackman keep pushing that. If anything, he should be saying, we need to make this better than what Marvel has, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we need to be focused on this. Hugh Jackman needs to shut the fuck up and focus on this shit right here.
And he keeps saying that shit, too.
He keeps saying that shit. He can't shut. You in every one of these goddamn movies. Mm-hmm. Even First Class, he had an appearance in it. You in every one of these movies. Why don't you home this shit in or whatever? Make this. You have a worldwide cast of characters and shit. And I'm pretty sure he has some voice in this.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
I know in the Wolverine movies he did. He had a huge voice in those movies. So shit.
He's the face of this franchise.
Yeah, fuck yeah, he is. That's why I keep putting him on a poster and shit. That shit good, ain't it?
That shit.
That shit good.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Got
a greedy ass.
She cooked it, we eat it. But yeah, he's the face of the shit. So I'm sure he has some leverage right here. Tell him what to do.
Yeah.
Tell him, you know, if you say you know Wolverine like you do, tell him what to do. Put that shit in there damn well. Anyway, number four film, drop for number two, Neighbors. Yeah, we know that's doing well. That brought in $13 million at fucking number four. Huh? That's a shitload of money right there.
That's a, let's say 100, god damn.
Like I used to read, what that's like, damn. Holy shit, she brought more. Oh, good lord.
Yeah, we're gonna die tonight.
I'm gonna die something tonight. What is that, cat? Is that my plate?
You want to take salad?
People, yeah, I want everything. Just leave that plate here. That's what you do. Shit. Good lord.
Thank you,
babe. Is this hot? Okay, well, hold up.
Podcast is live, people.
You see what I was talking about last time we were recording.
Watch you. I have been enlightened.
You see what I'm talking about now.
I have seen the light.
Now you know I ain't bullshit now. You see what I'm talking about. Shit. I ain't nobody making your ass lunch. Yeah, shit. You think that if you want. Mm-hmm. Talking about potato salad on the way. Goddamn right.
Oh, yeah.
Neighbors, yeah. $18 million. $113 million.
Man.
Over, that's $100 million more than what it costs or whatever. Oh, over here, overseas, $67 million, which is pretty goddamn good for a comedy film. It ain't a big blockbuster or whatever. It's a regular ass low budget comedy film, $67 million. Worldwide, $181 million. Can't wait for that Naval sequel to be on the way.
Seth Rogen, man. Most of his movies are successful, so.
Yeah.
Pretty good use of this.
I think the only one that went as well was that one with Barbara Streisand.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that shit.
We all like to forget about that shit. Number three. A new entry here. Blended.
No, that sounds like Vacation Extravaganza.
This time they go to Africa. Mm-hmm. Go to another country and shit. $40 million. $2 million overseas. $14 million here. $16 million worldwide.
Oof.
That's pretty bad. But remember, grown-ups did... Not to extreme, because I remember that cost $80
million. Wait, hold on.
Grown Ups 2, remember that?
$80
million. $80 million.
What the fuck did they spend that shit on?
Chris Rock salary. Chris Rock and Kevin James in the same movie. What do you mean, what did it cost you?
I guess.
Come on now, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I suppose.
What the fuck is wrong with you? They ain't had shit in here but Africa.
No.
You know that don't cost shit. Come on. They had Shaq. Did Adam Sandler lose a black friend or something like that?
Maybe.
Every time he lose a friend, he replaces him with somebody. And Shaq's been in the last three movies, so I'm just thinking, like, he must have replaced someone with someone or a black. A lot of people didn't think Grown Ups was going to do well, because it didn't open up that bad. It opened up average, but it beat Pacific Rim.
What was that?
But it still didn't make, like, nowhere near 80 million, but it lingered.
But, yeah, so might be the same case with this one. We don't know.
We'll see. I'm not counting. These movies are like Tyler Perry movies to me. They linger around, yeah. So I wouldn't count this out. And we just saw the number 4 film brought in $13 million.
Yep.
If this drops one or two places, it's right. Still going to bring in another $14 million, which is going to be like damn near on its budget, whatever. Even if it gets out of the top 5, it's still going to bring in $3 million, $5
million. Probably.
So this is probably decent to them. Yeah. They don't give a fuck.
More vacation movies. It's going to happen either way.
Vacation the movie. That's going to be the name of the next one. Watch. These fries are fucking delicious too, by the way. Damn. I'm gonna be fat by the end of this summer. Number 2, though.
Oh boy. The King of Monsters. Savior or a city, people.
They will let you know that too, by the way, if you sit there long enough.
Motherfucker, save San Francisco.
Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't live in San Francisco. Do me a favor, bro. Pour that on there for me while I talk this on there. $160 million. $166 million overseas. $148 million. That's about on par. Mm-hmm. $315 million worldwide. That's enough.
It did drop, what is it, 66%?
67%.
But, I mean, it already made a shitload.
I don't think they give a fuck. Actually, it hasn't made its budget back over here yet. Just thought about that. And hey, you know how Warner Brothers is when they don't make that money.
They get mad.
Okay, I know you ain't bringing more. God damn.
That's it. You didn't bring anything else.
Like I said, people are going to die here tonight.
Yeah, exactly. What in the fuck? Okay. And you bring me a big ass spoon.
You guys need anything else? Yeah.
Thank you.
No, we are fine. Thank you, though. Oh, my God, yeah. Thank you. Nah, I'm fine. I got alcohol, babe. Yeah, like I was saying, Warner Brothers didn't make that money back, though. You know how they get. Remember when they did with Pacific Rim?
Yeah, if it doesn't make a billion, they get angry.
If it don't make $700 million, we're mad. We're angry as fuck. But yeah. Looks like it's doing fine to me. I don't even think the marketing cost that much in this movie.
Right.
Because all
they didn't show shit.
So. Yeah, I was about to say, they didn't show shit in the marketing, whatever.
They didn't show shit in the movie either.
That's fine for marketing, but goddammit, I need to see some shit in the movie. Mm-hmm. Especially when your actors suck.
Exactly.
Now the next movie we predicted, bro. We predicted it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I said to you last week, what if another movie hits another 90 million mark? And the month of May is just destroying.
Killing.
It is killing.
Killing shit.
X-Men Days of Future Past brought in 90 million. Now that's less than Godzilla and Spider-Man. But who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
And I hope they don't say that shit neither. I know damn well, because that's what every movie that comes out after this is like, well, Godzilla did better than Spider-Man. Spider-Man's on the way. It's like, it made $93
million.
It's opening weekend.
It's just nitpicking at that point.
Yeah. Okay. X-Men Days of Future Past, they even nitpicked that shit. I'm going to be like, you motherfuckers, shut the fuck up. Yeah, be happy.
Exactly.
A $200 million budget, they made half of that in the opening weekend.
There you go.
If you $90 million over here, it opened up overseas $171 million. Worldwide, $261 million.
Damn.
Hollywood but never ever
complained. Better shut the fuck up. We're I don't hear a goddamn thing from Hollywood.
We hear that shit every year.
Every fucking year. We're losing money, man.
We didn't do as good as the year before. It's like, your month of May made up for whatever
especially
failure.
This year?
That's right, because Ride Along started off this year and made over that much or whatever. Then you got the month of May. Mm-hmm. Captain America dominating this year. Mm-hmm. What else came out earlier this year? I remember that did well as well.
Did 300 do good?
300 did good too as well. There was another movie too. I can't remember what it was now. Might have been the animated film. Okay. Can't remember, but this is goddamn praise. So I don't know what the fuck people complain about. I should probably respond back to CJ, but fuck him, man. I'm getting my eat on. Let's get some Blu-ray releases
let's
now.
Let's do it.
You know what? Before I do that, let's see how well Frozen's doing.
Oh, I heard some news about Frozen, actually.
What was the news, man?
It will pass Iron Man 3.
Now I gotta look this up now.
Just saw it on IGN.
Came at number 46, brought in 31,000. Mm-hmm. Still making fucking money somehow. Oh my god, it's got $1,290,000,000. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
It was nowhere near 200 million. It was not near that. It brought in
Frozen, man.
That shit is a phenomenon right now. Disney's saying, you thought we was over, huh?
Animated Star Wars right there.
do you imagine when 2015 roll around? Star Wars, they're having another animated film come out.
Yep.
And Avengers 2.
Yep.
They'll be like Iron Man 3, Frozen. You better watch out.
They're going to start buying planets now.
They're going to buy the world. They're going to buy us. Yeah. And I'll be like, take me. Give me some of that money. Fuck it, I'll let them take me. Shit. At that point, shit. They're going to be like, we're going to be like the next James Cameron. We're going to be topping ourselves.
Hell yeah.
James Cameron got competition with that rat now. He's like, oh boy, they're getting close now. He's getting some Blu-ray releases now, though. Mm-hmm. Your favorite movie of the year, man?
What's that?
Son of God.
Oh. Yes.
Probably just CJ's favorite movie of the year.
Yeah.
He's the one to get down with God, don't
you? Yeah, how much I love religion.
Oh, yeah. We love religion shit. Yes. Take a bite of it. That's actually good. This last part, people gonna be like, I ain't listening to this shit. The next one. Lone Survivor.
Okay.
Not a bad one.
A badass movie, I thought.
That's a badass fucking movie.
A lot.
It's a shame we gotta watch Transformers with Mark Wahlberg next time.
Yeah, that's how Mark Wahlberg does it, man. It's a great performance.
It does a shit.
It's a not so good one.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if this one's the good one?
That would be funny. I don't see that happening. But that would be hilarious.
I'm not giving them more chances. I gave them the last one with the third one. Yeah. But, and the last movie release we got here, RoboCop.
Okay.
It's not horrible, but it's not like something you need to rush out and see.
Yeah, I was afraid of this movie, but I'll give it a look out when it comes on cable.
I say watch it on cable. I think I'll give it a streaming if I'm not mistaken, or a low rent it. I didn't mind it that much. Because I thought it was going to be shot for shot.
Right.
Wasn't shot for shot.
I mean, some psycho shit.
And then when I thought it wasn't going to be shot for shot, I thought it was going to be action over story. And they actually put more into the story than they did action.
Okay.
Action looks like shit, actually. Oh. I was like, they didn't give a shit about the action. I'm actually shocked by that. Whatever, they didn't give a shit about that. So, it's not as good as the original one, but what can be.
Right.
But the story they have in here is competent and it works with the story. Fair enough. So, I give it that or whatever. But now, we get into the upcoming films, which is A Million Ways to Die, which they can either go away or away. I'm not really fun. We got some trailer talk now with Disney's Maleficent. How well you think this going to do? This has been hyped up more than Frozen was. Frozen didn't get no hype behind
it. I think it'll do pretty well. Depends on the budget, but... Wait, this is this Disney film. Never mind.
And when you say that in the room, they look at you and go like, what the fuck does that mean? Budget, what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, people, our trailer talker is Disney's Maleficent.
Them cheekbones.
I want to fuck them cheekbones, I swear.
Let's see, man. There's a beer on it. Something.
I want to see something. I like how I'm pulling up screen and shit when we supposed to be watching this. She looks like that shit, though.
She does.
I shall bestow a gift on the child.
Charlton Copley.
I know, right? Charlton Copley is in there. About time he did something good, because he haven't been past 2 years. On 16th birthday, she will fall into a okay, come on, don't freeze on me. She just, the look she does or whatever, just, oh.
Bring her to me. I know you're there. Don't be afraid.
I am not afraid.
Then come out.
Then you'll be afraid.
I would have ran.
Like, oh, shit. Eyes in the dark. I'm out. Fuck that. The other
fairies. And then when she came out, I'd be like, hey. I'm sticking around with this. See where this goes.
Evil in this
world. Like Charlotte Copley got a big role in this.
It does.
Oh my god, that bitch is she's evil, dude.
Bring me her head.
I call on those who live in the shadows.
Music is badass. Really.
Pretty good.
Is it true? Are you Maleficent?
This bitch is sinister, dude. I'm telling you.
Maleficent.
Disney, redeem yourself. with these live action ones. Redeem yourself.
Like I said, man, that trailer kind of sold me. I wasn't too big into the first trailers, but
The first trailer only had me just because Angelina Jolie playing it. Mm-hmm. These ones have me interested now because it's a lot of time. You are correctly right here. It beat Iron Man 3, dude. There you go. Damn! That is some shit. So do you think Maleficent even have a chance of coming close? I didn't even think Frozen had a chance.
Frozen. Was it a Pixar movie or just some new Disney shit? And you saw it. You saw the trailer. It was like, maybe, whatever.
A lot of people have been praising it. And it's getting great reviews already. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to the movie.
That'll be cool, man. I'm looking forward to it now. I'm interested.
Very interested in the movie. Shit. Yeah. Angelina Jolie, dude.
She looking pretty sinister.
I can't remember the time I've ever said that Angelina looks right for that role. This is the movie that looks. Mm-hmm. She looks damn perfect for this role, whatever and shit. Are you Maleficent? I'll never tell. She's doing some Boy George shit right there. She looks amazing in the movie. I hope it looks just like the movie, and this wasn't just a trailer thing right here or whatever. You plan on seeing it?
I'll probably check it out.
I know I'm gonna check it out. Well, obviously I have no choice to check it out. But yeah, that movie looks definitely one of my top five of anticipated films of the summer. So I'm looking forward to that. But
yeah, I only got like a top two, so
same here, actually. Yeah. I didn't want to say nothing. People, hey, we got to eat now.
Yeah.
This has been the Movie Spoilers episode 112. I'm a phenomenal, hungry phenomenal.
Yes, I am Cody.
And we will catch you people next week when we do another one. Where the fuck is Garage Band? There it goes. Where the fuck is CJ? Better question. We will catch you people next week. Later, bastards.
Later, bastards.